I've been in business for myself for several years doing computer consulting before getting involved in the company I started was called Extreme Jet Sports. We initially started back the week after Memorial Day this year, primarily doing, it's called flyboarding, lessons and rentals. And what a flyboard is it's similar to a wakeboard where you strap your feet. In fact, there are wakeboard bindings that are mounted to the board. The board is powered by water that comes through a hose from the back of a wave runner, and it's called jet propulsion. So this water comes through the hose and out of the bottom of the board and lifts you up off the water to where you can do spins and flips and dives and all kinds of things that could exceed 30, 35 feet in the air. It's an up-and-coming sport. It started out in France. The inventor, in fact, is Frankie Zapata, who is a world champion jet ski racer. This board was invented back in 2011 and is really now just becoming known in the U.S. It was primarily in high touristy areas in the last two seasons, last two summers, areas such as Destin and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then I think there might have been a couple out west. I came across it when I was down in Ocean Beach, Alabama. Since then, I've taught over 150 people how to fly on the flyboard.
TJ, let me just ask you right off the bat, how in the world do you even stand up on the flyboard?
Okay. You know, considering that the power comes from the water that comes out of the jet ski, there's considerable force, power below your feet. So you have to keep your legs fairly straight. I tell people to keep them straight and strong, but not lock the knees. An athletic type position, kind of like if you're, you know, a shortstop getting ready for a grounder or a guard guarding a guy in basketball, you want to have your legs flexed and be able to control your toe and your heel pressure. So I tell people to keep their legs straight, just like they're standing on the dock or on a boat, and I will gradually increase the pressure with throttle. I'm sitting on the wave runner, controlling the power coming out of the board, and their goal is to adjust their toe and heel pressure so that they keep that board right underneath them, and it just lifts them straight up out of the water. A lot of times they look like they're standing on a platform that's below the surface, and they literally just come lifted right out of the water. If they bend their knees in the process of that, usually it will flip them backwards, because as they bend their knees, their toes will get lifted up, and then the power of the board will overcome them. So a lot of times I thought about naming the company like Walk on Water, because it reminds me of scriptural passages where Jesus is walking on water and how he's just standing there. And that's initially how high I get people when they first come up out of the water, is right on top of the water. So they can get used to how that feels. They can start learning how to turn and how to control, you know, forward and backward balance and things like that. You will fall within the first couple minutes. You'll be up out of the water and you'll learn to turn and you'll follow the process. And so I want you to enjoy the ride and enjoy the lesson. So I'm going to keep you low to the water until I feel that you can handle turning. And as you get better at turning, I can allow you to get higher by increasing the throttle on the wave runner and giving you more power.
So the flyboard is attached to a long tube, right, that water comes through?
Right. It's a 55-foot long tube that, you know, you basically take the thrust adapter off the back of the wave runner and put on this adapter that hooks right to the tube.
Do you move the tube and the person on the flyboard through the water, or is it a stationary effect?
Once I hook the flyboard up, I call it going from, you know, wave runner mode to flyboard mode, and I can do that anywhere. There's a quick connector that will change out between the two. I may take the person out away from the dock, change it out, or off of their boat, that kind of thing. But once that person in the flyboard is hooked up to the wave runner, they are now the propulsion. They will now control where the wave runner goes. Now, of course, I'm controlling it too, because I have the controls, the throttle, to handle the power they get. First thing we do, actually, is get them in the boots, in the board, in the water, and we ask them to assume the Superman position, kind of like you envision Superman flying across, you know, the city skyline in a horizontal position with their feet out behind them, so that they can pull us away from the boat or the dock that we're starting out at. And then from there, I have them stand, literally stand in the water on the board. Of course, they're not touching the bottom. They're not standing out. They're just pushing it down below them. And then at that point, I start teaching them how to control their balance and their toe pressure to be able to get up out of the water, and then learning how to turn and things like that.
So you take appointments for people to experience this, and you are the driver of the Wave Runner?
Yes. Yeah, I had to go to training with the Flyboard certified master distributors that have come over here from France or that have been doing this and are now competing professionally in the country and across the world as this sport is up and coming. There are designated people that are certified to train folks that want to go into a commercial operation for that. I do take individual appointments, but the main thing that's really becoming popular is like a flyboarding party. This past weekend, I hosted two flyboarding parties. I've already got parties that are being booked in 2015 for the 4th of July. People are starting to look at this like a family tradition kind of thing.
It sounds really cool, and it also sounds like it could be slightly risky. Do you have to carry some kind of liability insurance?
Absolutely, yes. And that's, I think, a factor in why this has not been sort of discovered or as popular in the country yet, because of the liability involved. The insurance is very costly, although from what I've been told in going into this business, it has decreased over the last few years considerably because of the certification as the instructor and the fact that there were like no claims last year. I believe my insurance company is a subsidiary of Lloyd's of London's. Because of my training and now because of my experience, when I start flying you, I can tell whether you're going to fly, you know, whether you fly more backwards, where you let the board push you backwards, or whether you like to turn to the right or to the left. Because everybody kind of just kind of gets in a groove a little bit, and you can kind of tell where their strengths and their weaknesses are. So the last thing I want is to let you get too close to the Wave Runner and, you know, spin out to the right and fall on the Wave Runner. So if I see you coming close to me, I lower you down in the water as quickly as I can, you know, as you're flying. If I get you up higher off the water because of how you're doing, if I see you starting to struggle, I can lower you down so you're not free-falling from 10 or 15 feet, you know, off the water. It becomes an experience kind of thing as well as the training that's involved.
Well, it sure is interesting. I'm mighty glad that you spent the time with me to tell me about the sport. I know that it has shown up on some Facebooks this summer, and you're kind of looking at it going, what the world is that?
You know, you kind of feel like a rock star, too, because people, like boats come across from the far across the lake, the other bank, and they'll come over and just sit there and start taking their phones out and videotaping you and everything, you know, recording you and everything, because they're just so, like, you know, amazed by what it is. My Facebook page is Extreme Jet Sports. I've got videos up there where I'm actually like waving at cars at the Paris Landing Bridge going by. And so, yeah, it's a little bit mind-blowing. You know, if I'm flying 35 feet off the water with my experience, I know that I'm not going to fall, you know, free fall from 35 feet because I have the experience now and know how to handle turning and that kind of stuff with my balance. It's almost like walking on the ground for me now.
Wow.
I wanted to add, there's another product that the same company came out with. As I said, Frankie Zapata is the inventor. He has a company called Zapata Racing, and this is the actual company that built the Flyboard. Well, they just came out with a new product called the Hoverboard, and the Hoverboard is more like a surfboard type jet-propelled device that hooks up to all the same equipment, and I just got mine from France yesterday. I received it and got out on it and was up surfing on the water and surfing in the air because it also picks you up off the water within about 5 minutes, just waiting for the endorsement from my insurance company, and I'll be offering those kind of rides as well. By the way, I looked at it was like it was a nice compliment to the Flyboard for people who look at the Flyboard and say, and there's no way I'm going 35 feet up off the water. You know, I'm afraid of heights. Well, you can be just surfing on top of the water at 10 or 15 miles an hour. That's something that no one has seen in the country because they're just being shipped right now. It just got done in manufacturing back in the second week in July. So,
how about that? TJ, thank you so much for talking with me.
Well, thank you very much, Kate.